cocktail fans, and welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure, episode 51, I believe.
Holy cow!
I guess it is 51.
I can't believe it.
Oh, then you gotta do the intro again.
What?
Yeah? Because now it's, you gotta come in like, whoa, bombastic. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not God.
Oh, true enough.
You wouldn't know it.
51.
51.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I was going to do this episode, hand out the list of all the last 50 shows and get us to pick our favorite cocktail.
Just by name only.
Yeah. And memory.
Memory.
I didn't do that, though.
Why not?
I'm telling you, that Golden Dream was... It was a dream.
The Golden
Dream. I think that's it. So that's the number one cocktail.
Yep. All right. The very last one we did.
Yeah.
See, that's what we should do. Did we already say this? We go back to the beginning. We make the first two.
Right.
We choose a favorite of those two.
Yeah.
The next time we make another one.
Oh, I like this.
And that one again.
Yeah.
And see if the other one is better than that one.
Oh.
Right?
So we go through all 50 episodes again.
Yeah. But even twice, because we do two in every episode.
Yeah.
And we can't. We'd only... Because one of them was going to be the previous one that was still the winner.
All right. So we got 100 episodes... remaking all our old cocktails. This has the brilliance written all over it.
That's right. And it has to be done in under 24 hours.
Oh, of course it does.
Oh, I was so drunk.
That makes sense.
Did I tell you how drunk I was?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to tell the story.
Everybody can imagine how drunk you was.
Oh, God, what a disaster. It was the Golden Dream.
I know. That's how it started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what?
You had too much to dream that night.
Oh.
As the Electric Prunes sang in there. I had too much to dream.
The Electric Prunes?
Yeah, the Electric Prunes. You don't remember I had too much to dream?
Was that the band on the Muppets?
Could have been.
It was the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, Electric Mayhem. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
That was close.
You were.
Yeah.
And prunes can cause mayhem.
Oh, sure they can. Yeah, especially if you have too many.
Enough about that.
No. Anyways. Oh, I didn't introduce who we are.
Who are we?
Well, in case people are tuning into this episode as their very first episode.
That's weird, but sure.
Okay.
But it could happen.
No.
I'm Dave. You're Fred.
Yeah, I'm on your left.
And on the right, the far right.
Yes. Conservative pundit.
Conservative pundit, Jason.
Jason Dedrick III.
Point counterpoint.
Esquire.
Yeah.
I try to out Colbert, old Colbert.
Sure. Well.
So anyways, cocktail wise, what have you picked up for us, Master?
We're starting from ground zero again.
What?
Ground zero.
Because we went to episode 50.
Yeah.
And we're back at episode 1.
No, we can't do that.
Isn't that how it works?
Nope. No, we can't.
I thought it was done in 50th.
No, we just have to do... We have to keep going until we've done all the cocktails.
With the first 50 we did in before the Common Era. And now this is after the Common Era. ACE.
It is still LK.
So, you know, we did 50 BCE.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, year one.
Year one.
Oh, okay.
The new era.
The countdown.
I don't know why they just don't use BCE and you know.
Yeah. Is AD. It that people were offended? Is that what
I don't know. I don't understand when they made the big changeover.
Yeah. I don't know.
There was a big changeover?
Well, it used to be, you know, BC before, and then AD, and then
after.
It became BCE
right.
before the Common Era, and then it became after the Common Era.
Oh.
So what, zero was the Common Era?
Yeah.
There is no year zero, though, right? So
that's what they say.
Yeah, so that... Anyways, we're getting... I digress, as I say. Nobody cares about my...
You digress all the time.
We should go back to the old Hebrew calendar.
Sure. It's year 25,000, isn't it, something?
I don't think it's that old. I think it's 4,000 or something, or 5,000 or something. I'm not up on the Hebrew. But I am up on the Hamo.
Hamo. Oh, the Hamo.
Oscar Hamo.
Hamo.
Tell us who Oscar Hamo is.
Oscar Hamo was the president of the International Bar Managers Association.
Oh. Wasn't he also the only member?
Yes. That's what we think. Yeah. The International Cocktail, Wine, and Spirits Digest that he also self-published as the president of the International Cocktail, Wine, president of the International Bar Managers Association, president for life.
Yeah. As opposed to the International Bartenders Association.
Right. This one's officially endorsed by the International Hotelman Association and the International
Which Bar he's also the head of. He's also head of the Hotelmen's Association.
And if you doubted his seriousness,
yeah,
there is a picture of the United Nations building.
So that pretty much guarantees its authenticity.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't just put that picture in any old book.
No, no, you'd be sued.
That's right. And invaded. He's also, as you may recall, a member of the International Mark Twain Society.
Well, I love Mark Twain. He's wonderful.
He's well connected.
Yeah.
If International was in the title, Oscar Hamo was your man. And he put out this wonderful little book full of all sorts of helpful insights, as you may recall. Yeah. Drink nothing without seeing it, sign nothing without reading it. Oscar Hamo.
Drink nothing without seeing it.
Yeah. That's why I only ate eggs in Europe. And so as I was flipping through it, because we hadn't done anything from Oscar's book for a long time.
No, because he's got weird stuff in there.
Does he?
Doesn't he?
Like, would you consider egg lemonade to be weird stuff?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like a frothy syllabub.
Yes, true enough. And anyway, I was going through the book and I came across fizzes. Actually.
Do you? Okay.
I had a better idea.
Let's do that.
Yeah, well, I've set it up all wrong now.
Oh.
It can't be edited out.
You sure?
I don't know.
What's this button do?
My idea was the Royal Wedding.
Oh, of course, it's coming up.
Is this weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, to be perfectly topical, we should do royal drinks.
Yeah, Charles and Diana finally getting wed after a long courtship.
No, not them.
What?
No, they didn't work out.
Oh, that's
you got to move it forward.
Okay.
Oh, to Fergie and, who was it?
Andrew,
right.
Fergie. Yeah, no, that's going to be a great wedding. I'm looking forward to that one.
That one didn't work out.
Oh, where was I?
Move it forward.
Huh. Right. Oh, you mean William and Kate?
Oh, yeah, William and Kate.
Yeah, no, that's going to
be
wonderful.
It's currently still working.
Looking forward to. Did I miss that one, too?
I don't know. You might have been up. I seem to recall you with a fascinator in your hair.
I did, a little bit. But that was just for show.
But you missed out on the other one, the Edward and
Sophie.
Who?
The third child.
There's three?
Or four. There's four, isn't there? You're a girl, too.
There's Anne?
Or is Anne Elizabeth's sister?
No, that's Margaret.
Oh, that's Margaret. So
yeah, I know. I get them mixed up. Yeah. Anne, you never hear much about.
No.
What's
she dead?
I don't think so.
Okay.
God. Sorry, Anne.
The royal family are big listeners of the show.
Not after this. Anyway,
so I thought this would be the thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I thought that last night.
Oh.
And it was already too late.
What were we going to do if they were doing that?
Oh, I found a royal daiquiri.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which sounded like a pretty good drink.
Mm-hmm. The title's great.
Yeah. And then remember when we did the Honolulu cocktail? Mm-hmm. On the same page was the Royal Hawaiian cocktail.
Oh.
So we would have had two tiki drinks, which we love, with Royal in the name. The only trick is the Royal Daiquiri calls for Parfait Amour.
But you have Parfait Amour.
Do I? See, I thought I did too.
See, I was going to order. I wish I'd known.
I don't know if I
just ordered a bunch of Parfait.
You couldn't find it on your shelf?
Well, I started to look and then I got,
Tired? fell asleep with your head in the liquor cabinet?
Oh, if I had a nickel.
I found creme de violette.
Creme de violette. That's close enough, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Because when I did a bit of research, the Parfait Amour, when it's sometimes made, is based on Curacao. So it's got an orange liqueur base.
Oh.
Whereas the creme de violette,
is
violette.
Yeah.
It's based on stringed instruments.
Yes, exactly. The oboe.
Yeah. But we're not doing anything wrong.
So we're not doing that. Well, we'll save that for another day. I think it's still a good idea.
I think it just clicked off.
Yes, Fred has his camera going here, his video camera, which may or may not be seen at some future date for you listeners.
So we stuck with. So I went back to the fizzes.
Okay.
And then I sort of thought, well, maybe.
Who doesn't like a fizzy drink, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
And when you get this far down the lineage in the royal family. Don't they call these people fizzes?
Possibly, yeah.
Well, I...
Not to their face.
We could certainly popularize it with our podcast.
Yeah, there we go. So yeah, if you're not, you know, like right next in line, Hereditary in the royal family.
Here's just a royal fizz.
You're a fizz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Based on Edward and Mrs. Simpson's drinks.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering about, remember him? Remember King Edward?
Yeah.
He abdicated.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
So sad.
So what did he go back to being a prince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And did they refer to him as Prince Edward until he died?
Yep.
Or did they call him the Duke of something?
Well, I think he was a Duke, too.
Duke of Windsor. Wasn't he? Duke and Duchess of Windsor. I think that's
I think they were. And that's why Will and Kate have upped it after their Nazi sympathies of the Edward
the what now?
Simpson. Is there a picture of them with Hitler?
Oh, yeah. But that was just lunch.
Novelty picture? Coney Island novelty picture?
Not in Times Square.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's full of Hitlers and Elmos.
Yeah.
Anyway, the beauty of the... Dear, what were you? What was that face?
I think that's a great idea. Why isn't there like a whole bunch of Hitlers in Times Square so you can get your picture taken with Hitler?
Well,
because
he's not as appealing as you might think.
No. He offends quite a few people.
Well, it's like Caesar.
Well.
He was certainly despotic as well.
Yeah, but you got a picture taken with Caesar, wouldn't you?
I'm going to get you a history book.
But a lot of bad shit went down.
I don't think I'd want my picture with Caesar either.
No?
Didn't they tell you? Didn't Rick Steves say in his book?
But you like a picture of you drinking a Caesar.
Oh, I'd like a picture of Caesar's.
Yeah, sure.
Rick Steves says when you're by the Colosseum, don't get your picture taken with a gladiator.
No. No, I saw people getting their pictures taken with the gladiators and many gladiators.
Yeah. Why, what happens? They kill you after
they... Well, they start asking for more money.
Oh, sure they do.
Well, at first you think, oh, here's a guy. I'll get my picture taken with this guy. And he says, great. Where's my money?
Yeah, where's my euro?
He's got a sword.
Yeah, a big, blunt sword.
Oh, but it's still...
I don't want to be hit with a sword.
Knock you silly.
As Rick Steves says, keep on traveling. So the beauty of these fizzes that I found... there's a brandy fizz, there's a diamond fizz, there's a gin fizz, there's a golden fizz, there's a morning glory fizz, there's a New Orleans fizz, a Ramos fizz, a royal or a Bismarck fizz, a rum fizz, a sea fizz, a silver fizz, a slow gin fizz, a Southside fizz, a Texas fizz, and a flamingo cocktail.
Which is not a fizz.
No, it's not a fizz. But it
Is it in there?
I just finished off that page.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, it did have a line. So as I was looking at the fizzes... The gin fizz, it says here, is the same as a brandy fizz, except you use gin.
Oh.
But, and you use the yolk of an egg.
Right.
And I said, isn't that a shame?
That's a flip, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not, but I thought if he had an egg yolk, it was a flip.
There's flips here, and none of these flips have anything in it. Sugar. Oh, it has a whole egg.
Oh,
it's here. That's right.
Whole egg.
Flips have a whole egg. Fizzes can have egg or no egg. But the golden fizz, which is the same as the brandy fizz, except with gin, and uses a yolk of an egg, the one below it, the morning glory fizz, uses 1.5 ounces of scotch, powdered sugar, and the white of an egg.
That sounds good.
And I thought, this is great. Because then we don't waste an egg. If we can drink it out of the shell.
We don't even have to do dishes.
And so that's how I chose the fizzes.
All right. Yeah. That sounds kind of lame.
Yeah.
But,
You're correct. Yeah. I was also thinking, that sounds kind of lame.
But, really, it's just two cocktails, and that's really all we're all about.
I know, and then later on, that's when I came up with the royal idea. It was a great idea.
Sure.
So maybe next time, maybe we'll do royal. In honor of
they'll
the...
They'll probably still be married.
Yeah.
So, yeah?
Anyway, do you want to do a fizz with egg white first, or a fizz with egg yolk first?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Sure.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Any benefit one way or the other?
I don't think so, because I've already got them separated.
I feel like having some scotch.
Oh, you feel like having scotch. Well, then we're going to do the morning glory fizz.
Okay.
So imagine that you get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're going to have breakfast. And then you realize you don't have time for breakfast.
No.
All you have is a scotch, powdered sugar, and the white of an egg.
Yeah.
And there you set.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Shake it with ice and strain it into a highball glass with one cube of ice. And then fill it with Canada Dry Club Soda. Now, really? I did not get Canada Dry Club Soda.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not?
Because the store I went to didn't have it chilled.
Oh.
Mm.
So I've got sparkling spring water.
Hmm.
I hope that does the trick.
Oh, well, we'll find out.
What did you originally need? Tonic water?
Club soda. Canada Dry Club Soda.
No, I don't have any Club Soda.
He specifies Canada Dry Club Soda. Mm-hmm. Probably because they were the sole supplier to the International Bar Managers Association.
Sure. Huge right. sponsor.
So you feel like having scotch? We'll have some scotch.
Yeah.
All right.
And what scotch did you bring for us to use here, Freddie?
Well, I can't pronounce it. It's in French.
French scotch? Roselia?
Yeah, we had that before.
Mm.
From Lorraine, France.
We had some tastes. I think we tasted it a bit a while ago. Dave liked it.
Did he?
Did he?
So he said.
Dave's not a big whiskey drinker.
I'll give him a little more. Maybe he'll remember. It'll all come rushing back.
Yes, it doesn't specify as to what scotch we're using, so we're actually using a single malt. Why? Because we're the gentlemen of elegant leisure. That's why.
And that's what I had.
My way, would you?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't get a chance to. No, look towards me.
Yeah, look at the guy with the camera.
I don't want to be in the picture.
Sure you do.
Well, you're holding it in front of your face.
Well, you're our mascot. You got to be.
You said the secret word. You got to take a drink.
Time's up.
Here, hold up.
That was just
1.5 ounces of scotch whiskey.
Actually, it's not Scotch whiskey; it's French whiskey.
Oh, that's right. Oh God, so we've already broken the rule of this thing here. And we're going to have 2 teaspoons of powdered sugar. And look what I brought along. I brought along our old, much discussed bag of Rogers sugar.
Do you need a teaspoon?
I brought a teaspoon.
Oh, you know I do have teaspoons.
I never know what you have. So I thought I'd better.
Look, what most houses generally have silverware.
You do have
nothing
silverware.
Too. You know, I don't live in some, you know, Iron Age roundhouse where I'm cooking a pig over the fire.
Oh, I wish you were, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And where is our egg white? Now, what was the other one that we did egg white in recently?
Recently?
Yeah.
It was something.
A couple of months ago we did egg white and something?
Yeah. We didn't tell Dave because we know he doesn't like raw egg products. So we sort of snuck it.
I don't think we snuck it completely because I think
he knew.
I think he knew. Mm. So we got 1.5 ounces of scotch in there. We got a teaspoon of powdered sugar. We got the white of an egg. We're gonna shake it with ice and strain it into a highball glass and top it up with sparkling water. Let me grab a couple of cubes here.
So are all they're both shaken?
They're both shaken.
This is on the way.
Well, let's see how that works. It should be nice and frothy.
Yeah, it should be. Like a frothy syllabub. We're going to use these guys?
They'll use the ones over there.
That makes more
sense. One's closer to you.
And cube these guys up.
Yeah. All cube them up.
And little darling, cube it up.
There we go.
How about you have to shake an egg white, Fred?
How much?
Yeah. How long? How much? How often?
Once a week for me, but how are your hands feeling? Is it good? Getting a little numb?
Yeah, a little bit chilly.
Okay, then that's about right.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, I'm using my onstage voice.
And so you should. Interesting.
Sort of whiskey goodness there?
There is a little bit of whiskey goodness, which kind of alarmed me at first because I forgot that there was whiskey in it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be gin. And I went, that doesn't taste like gin. Oh, I may have got my proportions out of whack, too.
Oh. Well, you got a strainer, so you can use your
I could, or I could do
that. Slop in between. Or you could just freehand it. Look at you. Freehand Luke.
Freehand Luke, they call me.
Well, that's darn close.
All right. Then we're going to top it up with some sparkling water.
We're going to fizz it up.
Fizz it up. Hopefully it doesn't fizz all over Dave's table here. Have we had issues in this room before?
Just don't get on my guitar.
Yeah.
Floor can handle.
Yeah, keep away from the Rickenbacker. Step away from the Rickenbacker. It's your eggs are done.
It's the second secret word.
Yeah.
Wow, Dave's become the most popular guy in the world here.
Yeah, it's not my phone. It's my wife's phone.
Oh. Well, so Dave's still 0 for 2.
Yeah, no one's trying to get in touch with me.
Here, we'll put in our chilled sparklers. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's like you're pouring out a Guinness there.
Yeah,
that's a little bit. And I'll take the short one. All right, fellas.
Put them down so I can get a
okay,
nice
that, yeah, Dave likes to get a shot. I'm getting a shot. We're all taking pictures, all recording on video. too bad we're not talking, you know, which is really the whole idea of this thing. So I don't think we really know what's going on here.
Now, this is so frothy.
Yeah, how frothy is it?
It's so frothy. I don't know, but it seems like...
Oh, yeah, it's almost
like beer.
Yeah. It seems like you should maybe have it...
You take that one.
Well, gents, happy
royal wedding.
Yeah. Hey,
Harry and...
Oh, jolly good. Yeah, well, good luck. All that.
Harry and... What's her name? Meghan.
Ah, all right.
That's funny.
That is a funny drink. That's like a scotch and soda.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But it takes so long to get through the froth.
Yeah, I wonder if it should be a straw drink.
Yeah, that could be.
Maybe.
Or put the club soda in first and then dump your froth on top. Because after the froth got done fighting with the club soda, it ended up with a pretty good head on it.
It did. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It really... The egg just adds a little bit of mouthfeel and the froth.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really get a taste of egg.
Yeah. Well, let's say white, so the white's not going to have a whole bunch, but you're going to get a whole bunch of protein.
Mm-hmm.
Dave is perplexed and not a fan.
Well, it just doesn't have a very... It's a pretty faint flavor,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, there's
it's
a chance...
slightly smoky tasting to me.
Right, and that's the whiskey.
The whiskey, yeah. So it's really clobbering just about everything else if there is...
But it's not... I didn't think that was particularly smoky whiskey, but I guess by the time you... Compared to egg white.
I had a really smoky egg white.
Oh. You smoke all your eggs, don't you, before you...
I do. I suspect that this is not the correct glass. I think we should be in one of these guys.
All right, a little short guy.
And then there'd only be a little bit of club soda in it as opposed to the extra bit I put in there to fill it up more.
Oh, so they don't specify?
They do not. They say, Oscar says, fill with Canada Dry club soda in a highball glass.
Oh.
And these are not highball glasses.
These are not. These are Collins glasses.
Yes.
Anything. Well, lesson learned.
So it's a scotch and soda.
That's about the right amount, though. I think the amount's still going to be about the same.
That could be. I think you're probably right. I think I'm a bloody genius.
Mm.
And it's the phone that gets in the way. I think Dave is right in that it's a faint flavor.
Yeah.
But... In other scotch drinks I've had, I would guess that's about as scotchy as it ever gets.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Is that why they're not widely used in cocktails? Scotch?
This could be.
Because they don't play well. It doesn't play well.
You need to have some strong flavors to go with it. And I think with this, it's really just the sugar.
Mm-hmm. It's just the sugar.
It's just the sugar.
We don't even have the lemons in this one. The lemons go in the other one.
Yeah.
The golden... What is this? What did we end up doing here? The Morning Glory Fizz.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a scotch friend over,
mm-hmm.
he probably would say, just give me the scotch.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want straws? I got metal straws. If you don't want to fight your
I'm
way
good.
Through the foam.
No, I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't mind the foam. But yeah, it doesn't bring much. It's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you said all I want scotch, but it's so hot today,
right?
And
yeah,
so you want to
scotch.
I mean, really, it's a scotch and soda with a bit of foam on it.
Yes, it's like a latte, a scotch latte.
Yeah,
there you go.
Or a scotchuccino.
But not a scotchiato because there's no caramel on top.
It's not a caramel scotchiato.
Although
it's sugary.
That sounds pretty good, huh?
It does. Maybe we should do that next time.
Yeah. We invented that. It's not unpleasant because it's scotch, or whiskey, I guess we should say. It's not scotch because it's from France.
Mm-hmm. But it's probably one of the dullest drinks we've ever done.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like water.
Yeah. With a little booze in it.
It's what's the Eric Idle joke?
Smoky stick.
It's like having sex in a canoe.
Yeah.
It's fucking close to water. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sure.
Sorry, kids.
It's Monty Python.
Yeah.
It's a quote. Ooh. It's a historic quote. It wasn't just Dave being filthy.
No.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Well.
No.
We'll see about that.
All right. Well, I can't wait for the next one.
I know, but now I'm sort of leery.
Are you? Well, what else are you
going to
do?
I'm so nervous about them. I'm King Leary. That's how worried I am about.
You've got, it's gin and lemon. And anything you do after gin and lemon is golden.
Well, because of the egg yolk?
That's right.
Because of the golden fizz.
And the egg yolk's going to have a little more punch.
Oh, yeah, because I smoked them. Now, this is sort of harkens back to our previous episode.
Oh, I like to hearken.
When we had golden drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
This one sort of snuck through into Area 51 here.
Yep.
Ooh, that's what we should call this one.
The episode
or the drink?
Unidentified fizzing objects.
Oh.
Huh?
All right.
Want me to make it?
Yeah, I do. I'm curious. It's it'll have more character than this. What this is missing is lemon.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah,
it was the wind.
The balloon struck a leak. Sprung a leak.
Oh, the humanity! I like this. The more I have it.
Well, because you're getting drunk.
I don't think you can get drunk off fizzes.
Oh, you're probably right. It's not horrible, but as you said, it's a little boring.
It's a little boring.
But it's a scotch and soda. Who doesn't like a scotch and soda?
Oh, Dave doesn't like a scotch
and soda. He might,
like,
okay.
he might like a gin and soda.
He might. You might like a German soda. Let me dump that in there.
Oh.
I want you guys to tell your favorite story about the royal family while I clean this out.
Oh, well. I had them over. It was a sleepover. And I tell you, they snore.
Those Windsors are...
And when it comes time for breakfast, they'll eat just about anything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought they'd be quite finicky.
Oh, sure. But after, when they're slightly hungover... That's they want to get that grease in there to settle their stomachs. So
cold pizza.
Cold pizza, black pudding, all kinds of bacon, like even pork belly. Cook up some pork belly, they can't get enough.
Jason likes to cook up pork belly.
Sure. Right?
Oh, sure, that's my other podcast.
Yeah.
Pork belly podcast.
Smoking with Pork Man.
Smoking with Jason.
Pork Man Go.
Yeah, there
not
you
that,
go.
Right?
That's okay. Where you smoke a fatty, isn't it?
Or yeah.
That podcast?
Yeah.
You love to smoke a fatty.
I sure do. I sure do. I'm not clean and sober.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sober.
I'm glad to hear that
not clean.
Things are turning around for you.
All right, the golden fizz is the same as the brandy fizz.
Is it?
What's the brandy fizz? The juice of a lemon, a teaspoon of sugar, and 1.5 ounces of brandy. Shake with ice and strain into a highball glass. So this is the same as that, except you use gin and add an egg yolk. So it's not the same
exactly
at all.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like making a pizza.
Yeah.
Except use a crust, cheese, and tomato sauce and omit the other stuff.
Yeah.
So I have taken the liberty.
Oh, yeah?
Who says you can take liberties?
Don't take liberties with me. Now, fresh.
Now, the funny thing is, because as you guys know, we double the recipe.
Yes, I do know.
When we do these drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We double it.
Yeah, we do.
So that we can share it out amongst the three of us.
Sure.
And so when it calls for the juice of a lemon,
this
is going to have the juice of 2 lemons in it.
Wow.
Mm. Isn't that a lot?
Well,
I don't know.
Kind of late to start asking now.
We've already committed to it, so.
You don't want to do the royal ones?
Now let's do it, because no point in changing it and saying, well, this isn't very good. Let's do it the way they say, and then say it's not very good.
That's right. Now this, that's why we test.
Right.
That's why we test.
Yeah. Oh, look at you cutting off your little nubbin there.
Yeah, I thought I'd cut off the nubbin. Nothing spells nubbin. Like, And I'm
all your nubbins.
My big juice pincher here.
Oh, right. Is that what it's officially called? A juice pincher?
I don't think it is. Holy cow, these gigantic lemons. No, where the hell are getting their lemons from this time of year?
Modern lemons are really a bugger on that machine.
Holy cow. All right.
No, you got to really give it the old... you really need to work out if you're going to make your own juice.
I should have brought that great big gigantic monster that we used last time.
Oh, yeah. The big press. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That would have been great.
I didn't count on it being quite so.
Yeah, those are like oranges.
They are like
they're so big.
They don't even fit into the little
check mouth. Our Instagram account.
Mouth of the thing.
What's that called?
Holy cow. Cocktail podcast. Yeah. Com?
No, just Cocktail Podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Just on Instagram. And hopefully there'll be a picture of Jason trying to fit these orange-sized lemons into the squeezer.
It could be that Jason's just very frail.
As we've suspected all along.
As I've said for years.
Well, yeah, but we didn't believe you. But now you can barely squeeze a lemon.
Oh, God, it's all squeezing out the side and everywhere. This is like less of a lemon and more of a grenade. Holy cow. Yeah, these...
You got those ones turned inside out, so I think you're getting all the juice out of them.
I think I'm doing pretty good. Mm. Actually, we should get Dave to go grab that little juicer of his.
Really?
Yeah.
Then how do we get Dave to do that?
We can get the squeeze.
This thing here?
That little guy.
Mm-hmm. That's going to work?
Well, I think if there's any residue...
Sure, you don't want to waste. You're quite frugal when it comes to lemons.
These lemons are running a buck a piece this time of year.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not lemon season. Not here, anyway.
No, it's rabbit season.
Rabbit season.
You know, if you live in Orange County, you can just go into your backyard and pull a lemon right off the tree there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But well, no, this
what,
is...
What are you doing with the juicer? You're not using the juicer? You just got the juicer.
I was gonna do it.
You're gonna redo them all. You gotta turn them.
He's going for a second round with the lemons.
They're all inside out. You gotta unfold them.
Yeah. Is that wrong?
Well, it's not good radio. I can tell you that.
No, you're supposed to be talking about your favorite royal family story.
I did. But now Dave's gonna tell his.
Okay.
I don't have one. I'm a Republican.
What?
I want to abolish the group.
No, he believes in a republic. Not that he's a Republican.
No, so Republican in the British sense.
GOP.
Not, yeah, not the American Republican.
Oh, I
sorry.
See. Oh, I thought you were a big monarchist from way back.
I'm just joking.
He is a big
monarchist. I'm not kidding.
Actually, that juice came out of there pretty good. I'm not going to worry about
it. Oh, no, Dave's still going to wash it, though.
No, yeah, no.
Yeah, thanks a lot. What a waste of effort that was.
His whole thing...
Yep, I'm hitting the stop button.
That's it. Next right time, off. We're just going to a bar. Actually, we might be just going to a bar next time. But without Dave.
Sans Dave.
Yes, Daveless. But it won't be an official episode. It'll be a compilation of encounters that'll get more and more obscure as time goes on.
This could be, right?
Yeah. All right, so we've got the juice.
Got the gin.
You got the gin. What else?
We need a teaspoon of sugar.
Oh, that helps the
medicine go down.
Tanqueray go down.
Yeah. Speaking of the Tanqueray going down, have we actually used that much of Dave's Tanqueray here?
We're at about 60% still.
Oh, okay.
I find that gin does, you know, it isn't that sweet. It could use a little bit of sugar.
You like a little sugar in everything, don't you?
I do. It's how I like my coffee. I like my coffee the same way I like my gin, with a little bit of sugar. I don't know, that doesn't make sense.
And look at these lovely egg yolks.
Oh, they look like tiny apricots.
Well, they might even be little tiny apricots. Bloop, bloop. I got them out of a tree.
Oh,
hang on, let me just rinse one other thing out. Will you guys tell your favorite story about the royal family?
Well, Dave's going to tell about the time that he went to see Queen Elizabeth at the thing, where she was doing the thing.
Oh, I wanted to tell the story where I tried to blow up Parliament.
Oh
no, that was Guy Fawkes. That wasn't me.
Well, I think it might have been Jamie Foxx. I think you're getting your, you know.
Who's Jamie Foxx? Oh, the actor, right?
Oh, yes.
I was trying to get a British reference.
He's not
British.
I mix things up all the time.
Yeah.
Has anybody here ever gone to see the royal family do anything?
I've been outside Buckingham Palace.
Oh.
I've been outside Buckingham Palace, but I saw the Queen. She walked right by.
Where did she? Where did you see?
New Spencer. I was dressed as a Boy Scout, so they, you know, I was right at the front of the line.
Said, a few pretty nice ago. Palace, isn't it? Yes, it is, Your Majesty.
Yeah, I know. It certainly is.
Yeah, no, she, I think she smiled and nodded as she walked by.
Yeah. At you? Or at all the cover?
Sure.
Well, there's cover a scout?
Scout. It was just me and Tim.
Really?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I can imagine.
I don't wear that anymore. Much.
Much. 1986.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, she was pleasant.
Yeah. No, I get a big kick out of the Queen. I've seen the Queen.
Yep.
And Charles and Diana.
I've seen the Queen. I saw her when she came on her boat to Vancouver. What was it called? The Britannia? Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the Britannia.
Was there, docked in downtown Vancouver. Mm-hmm. She had dinner on the boat. Pierre Trudeau was there. It was quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Yep. She came out and waved to the crowd after.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
What do you got? So this is... Oh, see, that's got a nice... That's yolky.
I have to say, our drinks are looking very similar from episode to episode, for at least the last three or four.
Yeah.
They all have sort of an orangey, as you said, an orange Julius kind of.
Yes, everything is now a boozy woozle.
Huh? You're a boozy woozle.
But look at that. See, I measured that out much better.
Yeah, no, you got that right on. Right on, as I like to say.
And, of course, the yolk does not froth.
No.
The yolk does what it's supposed to do. Sits quietly and behaves itself. And then I'm just going to give it a little shot of fizz this time around, just to see if we can get, you know, it's really only there for the fizz.
What are you going for, Dave?
No, you got your damn flash on. I eat that
red
light.
Oh, I see. The flash is just the worst.
Yeah.
And so one's ended up too deep.
Too deep.
Too deep. Or the other ones are not deep enough.
Too deep. That's C-3PO's cousin.
Let me add...
Too deep-io. Huh? Huh? Pretty good, eh?
Yeah, I did like that. Too deep-io. For you?
Okay, yeah. Hook me up there.
All right. So now this is... going to be completely different because it's got a big bunch of lemon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Egg yolk. This is like what Bruce Jenner used to drink.
Uh-oh.
Before it turned him into Caitlyn?
It turned him into Caitlyn Jenner.
This is a...
Got a bit of an eggy kind of...
It's like a lemon omelet.
Which isn't... It's a bit off-putting for me because I'm not a big egg person.
It's a little sulfurous.
It reminds me of something. Like an egg cookie or something.
Actually, you don't really... No, it's like I get more of the... Yeah, more of the lemon.
It
smells a bit eggy, but you don't really...
It's more lemony, I'd say, than anything else. The egg is not there.
No.
I mean, you can see it when you pour.
The egg is only there to make it look like it does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not eggy in flavor. It's lemony. Mm.
It's quite refreshing. Yeah, that's nice. Brad, not entirely convinced.
I think it needs a little more sugar to cut the lemon.
To cut the lemon. Well, I mean, yeah, because it's the juice of a whole lemon, but only a teaspoon of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you want a tablespoon of sugar.
I think you might want a tablespoon of sugar.
Mm.
You know, I don't mind a bitter. Like some of our cocktails are bitter, and I don't mind a bitter without the sweet, but you know, the bitter and the sour go together well, but this needs a little bit of...
Okay. And I don't mind it. I don't find it too sour at all.
No, neither do I. Fred, you're outvoted.
It's not the first time that I've been the only right person in the room.
There you go. And I'm going to go back to the weird Scotch one,
mm-hmm.
which the foam starts to look like that weird foam you get at the beach sometime.
Mm-hmm. That's a hard one to go back to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the fizzes. I gotta say, overall, I'm not too impressed with something that's called fizz.
Yeah, it's about the only thing they've got.
Mm-hmm. I don't not like them, but I think we've done so many neat and elaborate things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of the two of them, I think I prefer the lemony one.
Yeah,
probably because it's lemony.
Yeah,
and
it's just got a stronger flavor.
Yes.
Hmm.
And so it would have been interesting to see what would have happened had we had lemon in the
mm-hmm.
Scotch one.
Oh. It's yeah, I mean, I don't even need to get gin off of it. There's so much lemon.
It's the limoncello of egg drinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. The gin.
Maybe you need to add more gin.
Yeah.
Sugar. I don't know.
Yep.
There's something about it that makes me think of mandarin oranges.
Mm. You're weird.
It could be. Plus, we had a hen that laid mandarin oranges. Yeah, I don't know. It seems
right. It's got that sourness from, a little bit of that.
It gets orangier the more I drink it.
It's a good point. There is a hint of that.
A hint of orange?
A hint of orange.
Or at least the illusion of orange. Of course, it could be,
orange illusion?
It's a funny thing here in North America, especially our little corner.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Of North America. Where, I don't think we get the best,
Fruit. No, we don't.
You know what I mean? Like, I bet if a lot of people that lived in orange areas would have an orange that we get up here, they'd go, oh my God, that's the most flavorless. Awful. It'd be either be too fibrous, or they'd say, that's really sour.
Yeah.
It should be hand fruit.
I think our produce comes here, like, it's underripe, and it sits on the shelves, and some of them, of course, don't ripen. Except fruit. I don't know if oranges ripen. Do they ripen after you pick them? I don't know. But yeah, you're right. We don't seem to get really great.
Because it seems wrong that I would have something that had egg yolk in it and lemon juice, and I'd go, that tastes like a Christmas orange. Mm. I'd say, no, that should be nice and sweet too. Back when we had Japanese oranges, mandarin oranges.
Yeah, super sweet. Yeah, this tastes like a very sour orange.
You want more sugar?
Sure, give me some sugar.
Here you go. It's the powdered variety. Yep. You want a little measuring thing, or are you just going to dump it for free pour?
I might need a stirring thing, but we didn't bring our bar spoons.
I did not bring a bar spoon.
Because you didn't need one.
No.
Okay. Does Dave have a bar spoon? He has spoons.
He has lengthy spoons.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he does.
So I'm going to put in a... What is this?
I think that's a teaspoon.
A teaspoon.
So now you've got an extra teaspoon in your beverage.
It helps the medicine go down.
An extra teaspoon of sugar helps the medicine. Are we excited about Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, there you go. Ringing endorsement from Fred Partridge.
No, I got no beef with Emily Blunt.
No, of course not.
Why wouldn't I? Are they going to make it darker? Because,
who's playing things are... Dick Van Dyke's role.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think, is playing Dick Van Dyke.
I think so. Oh. He's, he looks British.
Yeah.
Sure sounds British.
No, I don't.
He's as British as Dick Van Dyke, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But I think it's sort of based on that A Quiet Place. I don't think Mary Poppins makes any noise because a monster will come out and eat your head.
Oh, teaspoon's not enough.
Really? Well, it's still all on the bottom, too. I can see it. You got enough residue there.
Oh.
It's like a mirror in the 1980s.
Whoa. Yeah, cultural reference.
Sure, I like to bring people back. Oh, here's a cultural reference that I saw coming over here.
Yeah. A billboard?
No. You know this, Keep Calm and Carry On.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have Keep Calm and...
I think it's just solid settling out. It's nothing to do with the sugar. Yikes.
Really? Oh, I don't have any solids on the bottom of mine.
Or this stuff just won't mix.
Yeah.
Could be that, too.
Could be. You really need to shake it. Anyway.
Keep Calm and Carry On?
Keep Calm and Carry On is the traditional one. Now, is that from World War II? Is that a British thing from World War II? It actually is. Okay.
Correct. The window.
And so you see Keep Calm and Wine On and Keep Calm and...
Everything.
None of them make any sense. But this one... I said, keep calm and chive on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, really? That there's a chive movement that needs to be...
There's a big pro-chive movement that's trying to take off.
Hmm.
It's not getting a lot of traction. Because there's a lot of anti-chive people.
Is there?
Yeah. My mother.
Chive talking.
Some people think we've let too many chives into the country.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Youngin' people are very angry about it.
Yeah, the scallions are on the fence.
Right? Yeah, well, they're weak.
Well, scallions.
Yeah,
I thought it was strange. Like there were, like if the guy grew chives, then I'd say okay. Like if he had a big chive truck, he was a chive supplier. Mm. You need a chive supplier? They're growing in my garden. You want some?
I think it's something you sell.
You could be a chive supplier.
I could be.
Do you have chives?
I have chives.
So you can buy that apron. I think it's for you. I think it's for the chive.
It wasn't
thrower.
Even an apron. It was a sticker in the window of a car, which made it even weirder.
Yeah, well.
Keep calm and chive on.
Really? I mean, I can understand people liking chives. But I can't be so invested in chives that I would put a bumper sticker. Really? Are you addicted to chives?
So, yeah.
My five-year-old grows great chives.
That's right. Yeah. Student chiver. That's what I should have said.
I'm the proud parent of a chive grower. I don't
know. Yeah. Anyway, chives. Mm-hmm. So I want you to get out there, everybody, and support your local chive merchant.
Yes. Chivery.
Yes, chivery. A neighborhood chivery, an artisan chivist that needs your support, get down there and get that mildly oniony flavor and spice up the top of your salad.
Yeah,
sprinkle it on
pizza.
Pizza, sure. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Chive on.
Chive on.
That's our new catchphrase. Tip big is gone. It's chive on.
Chive on. I'm not a chive turkey, and this school isn't a chive turkey. Mm. You're not. So you're a Scotch.
You're going for the Scotch.
I don't think he's like either of these
things. I'm zero. I'm not picking either one of these.
This is quite a momentous moment, actually, because Fred always says, you know,
it's still booze.
It's still booze. I've never found one that I never liked, except for that turnip one. Yeah. They always bring up the turnip one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, based on that, I would take the, I'd take this one.
Yeah.
The Morning Glory.
Yeah.
Because at least you can taste the booze in it.
I think they should have called the Golden Fizz the Morning Glory Fizz. Mm-hmm. Because it seems it's more of the color of the morning. It looks like orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of fun going on. I don't know what I would call the Scotch one. I'd call it a Scotch Fizz. Mm-hmm. I'd just call it a Whiskey Fizz. Oscar.
His book is now banned.
Yeah. Good luck re-winning the president of the International Bar Managers Association Award next year.
Well, he's running against himself, so pretty good chance of winning.
I'm going to give you another Oscar Hamel quote, though.
Okay.
Because I know how you love him.
You do. Yeah. He's got a...
Well, he's part of the Mark Twain Society,
interesting perspective.
A mountain is strong, but iron hews it to pieces. Fire melts iron, but water extinguishes fire. Clouds absorb water, but the storm disperses the clouds. Man withstands the storm, but fear enervates man. Wine dispels fear and gladdens the heart of man. Oscar Hamel.
Worst group of metaphors and similes I've ever heard.
Yeah.
The hodgepodge.
Yeah. And he's got a picture of a mountain and a pickaxe and a fire and a waterfall and a cloud.
And a glass of wine?
And a guy in a boat.
Yeah.
A ghost and a glass of wine.
Yeah. A ghost.
A ghost. Wow.
Well, because that's a fear.
Yeah, fear enervates man.
Yeah.
I've never heard enervates before.
No.
Have you?
I've heard of enervates. I'm surprised that a ghost in a sheet is the thing that...
enervates you.
That enervates you, yeah.
And I'll give you another one here, too, because this one is my least favorite / most favorite.
Oh, okay.
And that's a lie, too, because they're all so good and bad. In life, there are four types of men. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
There's four types. The first is like a sponge.
Right.
He absorbs everything indiscriminately.
Perfect. That's what you should try to be.
Right. The second is a funnel.
Yes.
He takes it at one end and lets out at the other.
Okay, I don't want to be that kind of guy.
No.
Right.
So far I'm the first guy.
Yeah. The third is a strainer.
Yes.
He lets through the wine and retains the lees.
That sounds like a bad idea. I don't want to be that guy either.
And finally there's the fourth.
Yeah.
Who's like a sieve.
Right.
He lets off the bran and retains the flour.
Wait a second. Isn't a sieve the same as a... What was the other one? A strainer?
Yeah, there's a strainer. One's like a strainer. The other is like a sieve.
Huh.
One's like a sponge. One's like a funnel. Mm. Oscar Hamel.
All right. Yeah.
The wise words. He's always like three out of four. The final point is never fully made by Oscar.
Yeah.
And where did you come up? Where did you get this book, anyways?
I think this was at a book sale.
No.
And was it heavily discounted?
I hope so.
It was probably like 50 cents.
Oh, well, it's a good deal then.
And then I think Tom got a copy of it somewhere, and he also gave me one. So I have two versions of the same book.
Oh, right. We should all be looking for Oscar Hamo, because I guess some of the cocktails are okay.
Not some of them are. Not so much these ones, unfortunately.
And you picked them, randomly. Almost.
I pick them almost randomly, really depending on the fact that I could use up a whole egg.
Yeah.
I don't think you should judge your drinks on whether or not you can use a whole egg.
Because we've had drinks with eggs, and they can be all right.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't think the egg made a mistake. I think they were just... I think they're just kind of dull. I think they're just a drink that's been watered down with soda, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To make it fizz. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Next time we're going to put in vinegar and baking soda.
All right. I think that makes a rocket ship.
Eat for pleasure.
Yeah.
Drink by measure. What? Oscar Hamo.
The Shakespeare of cocktails.
Is he? Is he really?
Fizzy. Not
really. Fizzy.
Fizzy. Fizzy really.
Fizzy really. And Fred is now leaving.
Yeah.
Good night, Fred. We'll see you next time.
It was a horrible.
Well, I wish we had something exciting to announce because I think.
We're going to take a bit of a road trip.
We're going to take a bit of a road trip. We're going to go to Portland, Oregon.
Yes. But Dave has to stay here and guard the studio.
I do. Actually, I'm going to come back here and the studio will be gone.
Ransacked.
Yep.
Yes.
He is also our chief of security.
He is our main security guy,
yep.
Chief of staff,
mm-hmm.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Literally, he is the...
He's the president of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure's fan club. And
no, I'm just too busy to go on the road.
No, exactly.
I got to hold down the fort here.
Yeah.
He went on the road with the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
30 years.
For 30 years,
so,
man.
So he's had enough.
Dead
yeah. He's had enough.
But we will go to Portland.
Yes.
And we'll go to some cocktail places?
I think so.
And maybe...
More cocktail places?
Perhaps so. Yeah. And
maybe a couple more
take some pictures.
Bars.
Take pictures. Leave sure. only footprints. Mm. Oscar Hamo.
I don't think so. That sounds like it makes sense.
Mm. Mm. You're right.
It's probably somebody else.
Leave only leaflets.
Yeah, leave only leaflets. That sounds like Oscar Hamo.
Your brother, Eric... who appeared on episode, 17.
Yeah.
I don't know what episode he
way
was
back.
On. Way back. Will also be joining us.
Right.
No, I thought he was out.
He was out.
But now he's in.
He's joining us partway through, as is his want. He likes to do that. He wants to make sure that everything is safe and secure.
Yeah. He wants he sends a scouting party.
Basically. Yeah.
And then waits for the report to come back to him.
And then he's dropped in.
Yeah.
It's because he works in the film industry.
That's right.
And so he understands how there's a lot of setup before the talent comes in.
That's right.
And then the talent is whisked away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're like...
location managers?
Locations and craft services all rolled into one.
Yes. We roll in with the Teamsters.
Yeah. Yeah. We're there early in the morning.
And the last to leave.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
And he is Mia Farrow, who's brought in only for the briefest amount of time.
He's surprisingly... like Mia Farrow.
Yes.
You'd be surprised.
He's a delicate shocked. Flower.
He is.
And he loves Woody Allen. Yeah. Or he loved Woody Allen.
He doesn't loved. Anymore.
Don't now he's got a real axe to grind about
don't,
Woody.
Don't bring up Woody Allen.
And he loves Frank Sinatra. He loved Frank Sinatra.
A little bit. A little bit too much, I think.
I believe, and it's an unfortunate thing to bring up, but Eric actually has a Mia Farrow story. I think he drove Mia Farrow around when she was here in Vancouver. I think
We'll have to get him to tell that.
All right. Well, we'll have to take the microphone along.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we'll have our new segment.
Yeah.
Eric's Brushes with Stardom.
Some of them we can't really repeat.
No. Most of it's about brushes.
Yeah.
Removing lint from stardom. Brushes with greatness.
No, that's true. He's got a lot of stories of that. Well, I'd say if there was any winner here today, it was the Egg Growers of British Columbia.
The Egg Growers. Now, Dave is the president of the Egg Growers of British Columbia.
Is he? And yet he doesn't care for eggs.
No, no. That's his passion.
Oh, okay.
He will never want to see one smashed or mm-hmm. used in vain.
He's more of a collector.
You know how in the Monty Python, every sperm is sacred?
Yeah.
Every egg is sacred to Dave.
Oh.
He's what you call a nut.
Yeah, it could be. Wouldn't disagree with you there. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, well, hopefully next time...
we'll have good cocktails on the show.
But they can't all be winners. No. I guess this is proof that they can't all be winners. They're not awful, but they're not...
Your cousin will be so happy.
Yeah, he will be happy. And I can vouch that Dave would like neither of these drinks.
Yeah. No, don't make this drink at home. I mean, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe you think you can do a better job than us. I hope you can.
Yeah.
But I would tread carefully. So, this isn't the Morning Glory. This is the Golden...
The Golden Fizz.
Golden Fizz.
Yes, the Golden Fizz was the gin and the yolk.
Yeah, maybe you could tweak that one a little bit.
Maybe. I just think there's better things to try than this. Yeah. I mean, the risk with this, at the very lowest, mm-hmm. you know, the bottom.
Yeah.
The best.
Right.
Is that you've made a drink and you've watered it down. And I always have a hard time with any drink that you make and then water down.
Yeah, you put club soda into or anything like that. Yeah.
Unless it is like concentrate. Unless it's, if you had jam and you added club soda.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, because then you'd have a smoothie.
Yeah. But something that seems to be normal proportions of... This is like making a martini, for example. 1.5 ounces of gin and a little bit of vermouth and then dumping in equal amounts of water to make it fizz a little bit.
Yeah. Like, you know, 4 ounces of club soda into your martini sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be like making a martini and putting an Alka-Seltzer in it. It would be better.
It would, because it would be fizzy, but you'd still have all the booze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Oh. There's your fizz. There's your Alka-Seltzer.
All right. And it takes care of your hangover.
Yeah, and any heartburn you may have.
Oh.
All right. Well, we'll have some good ideas the next time.
Oh, we might even do those royal ones. Mm-hmm. If we can, maybe we can find Parfait Amour in Portland.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then we'll both have a bottle of Parfait Amour for the next 15 years.
That's right.
Maybe I will look around the house, because I thought I had some.
Yeah.
I have Crème de Violette. What's the other one? What's the one that's an aviation cocktail? Was that... Parfait Amour,
Creme de... We should always have vintage cocktails and imbibe here for some reason.
Yeah.
We don't have them handy right now, because otherwise we'd know.
I'll look it up. You tell your favorite royal family story.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite royal family story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have a favorite royal family story, but you know what I will say? I really enjoy the royal family. A lot of people give them a lot of... grief, and you know, I get where their grief is coming from, but I think it's kind of cool. I don't know. I've always got a huge kick out of the royals. They've never done anything to harm me. They've done a lot of good work.
Yeah. I mean, who am I to say where they got their money from? Nobody. Nobody questions.
Crème de Violette.
The Koch brothers.
Crème de Violette is in the
aviation.
In the aviation.
Crème Yvette.
Or you know what? Maybe I have Crème Yvette somewhere.
Mm.
Oh, no, I have Crème... Oh, God, I don't know. I have is it Gifford or is it Giffard?
I don't know. I think it's in... The Tales of Alibaba is Giffard, I think.
Fred is just...
My power just went off.
You're supposed to ask if you mind if I power...
I think it's Gifford, but I like to say Giffard.
Sure.
It sounds classy.
Sure, and you love The Lion King.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I have Giffard / Gifford Violet in the fridge. It's 16%. Hmm. I don't know what the hell that is.
It's got to be something.
And then I have this Crème Yvette.
Right.
I thought I got something else. Yeah. I don't know. But when I looked up Parfait Amour, I don't know. It was Bowles makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Brizard makes it.
Yeah.
And I know I've never had them.
No.
And there's probably some sort of oddball French company, and you'd look at this weird thing.
It makes the actual original stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, maybe the folks at Astor Wines there in New York City might have it.
I just had a shipment.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I know. So it's too late for that.
That's all right.
I wish I'd known. I've got, do have some mezcal coming.
I have mezcal. I would have given it to you.
Well, this is a sippin' mezcal.
They're all sipping mezcal.
Are they? Is that it? Oh. Well, I wish I'd asked you then. But anyway, it's coming.
All right. Well, then we will do mezcal drinks one time.
Well, you can do that. Actually, there's a mezcal version of the Negroni.
Which is coming up.
Yeah, Negroni
Week. Negroni Week in June.
June, yeah.
Go out and support your local Gronies.
Well, they give money to charity, but the bar has to be signed up to the program.
Otherwise, oh, yeah.
Just buying a Negroni and, you know, they're pocketing all the profits.
Those bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you check your website, your Negroni Week website, yep. Website, and it will tell you where you can go get your Groni on.
Yeah. But, yes, so I got mezcal, I got some Applejack.
More Applejack.
I'm running low, and so I got some for inventory.
They got a good deal on it?
I think so.
Because I think you can get it local.
Can I?
I think so, but, you know.
It's always a good deal.
Okay.
I find.
Even with the shipping that they don't do.
Shipping's not that much. They don't.
I don't know what you're talking about. They can't do that.
It comes out by truck. Taxi, maybe. I think it's a checker
Uber,
cab.
Uber.
Anyway, I get it somehow. I can't remember. I got a really cheap bottle of bourbon. I thought, I'm just going to. But that comes highly recommended. It's like $10 US.
Hmm.
But it's a staff pick.
Really?
So don't ignore this bourbon just because of the. It's so cheap. It's made in the same factory as Buffalo Trace, I think.
Oh, okay.
So they just
factory or a distillery?
It's a factory. You know, it's a distillery. It's a booze factory.
Okay.
Get over it.
Booze Factory. That's a great name for a podcast.
All right.
By boozefactory.com.
We'll get it.
I just wanted to mention our Instagram account, which I think we mentioned earlier was Cocktail Podcast, but we did get some comments.
What?
And Prestige Decanters said, great photo. Congrats on your 50th.
Wow.
They actually listened.
That's nice.
Prestige to Canada. Then we had another, a slightly more cryptic message, if I can find
computer
it.
Computer generated.
Ah, this is from Maximus Spirits. And they commented, seasons change, but good tradition remain.
That is cryptic. Is that an Oscar Hamo?
That's what I was thinking.
It does sound like an Oscar
Hamo. Thank you, Maximus Spirits, and what did I say the other one? Prestige Decanters.
Excellent.
Check them out, folks.
Well, would they like to be one of us? If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We'll feature your decanters.
We will decant whatever we can.
Yeah.
There's no decant and decan.
No.
I don't know.
We can decant.
We can decant.
Mm-hmm.
The candy can.
We all got a song.
Yeah.
It's our new theme song.
And check out our regular website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Oh, what's there?
Well, it's got a little blog post that talks about, has all the drink ingredients. And
photos.
Ratios, and photos.
And video.
Sometimes
it's
even video.
It's a multimedia experience.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if we've even touched upon something in the show here, we'll actually mention it on there.
I thought this was a podcast. Are you telling us now that there's a blog as
well? We've added a blog.
Yes.
Oh my God, that work is endless.
Oh, I know. It's expanding out as we become more and more unprofitable.
Yes. We're unseating Howard Stern as the king of all media.
I'm just going to unseat him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull the chair out from he goes to sit down. Crash!
Crash! And now who's now who's holding the thing?
Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard.
You can't touch me. I'm a Canadian citizen.
Diplomatic immunity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
It could be. All right. So, maybe we'll have some remote stuff for the next one, although usually we can't get our act together quick enough.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a chance that won't work at all. But there's an equally good chance.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not equally good. I don't know why I said that.
But I've done some recording on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not horrible.
Even if we kept good notes and then came back to the room afterwards.
With a pen?
No.
No, you do it like a radio drama of you and Fred at a bar.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's Frank Parker.
Yeah.
Frank Parker.
Frank Parker. Solving crimes in Portland while drinking?
Frank Portland.
I like it.
All
right, I'm in.
Right. And Eric will play Cato.
As he often does.
Oh, good.
Sometimes he plays Cato just by himself, so this will be give him a.
It'll sort of, or he plays Cato Kaelin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
a. Yeah, that's right.
Boy, that's cool.
A little too close.
That's a little too
on the nose there, Dave.
Yes, no, but we'll put up photos for comparison.
Yeah. Oh, let's do that. Yeah, well, he'll hate me forever. But you'll do it, so it's okay.
Sure. I probably
for you, it's all good fun, but if I do it, it's like I'm just...
You're public enemy number one. Yeah,
pretty much.
Frank Parker.
Frank Parker.
And then tune in again in 2 weeks to find out what happened.
Yeah. How did that work out?
Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to treat the people of Portland when it comes to them serving you a cocktail.
Oh, so, well.
Even though your Canadian dollar is virtually worthless against the mighty U.S. buck.
That's
still,
right.
Still, you will reach deep.
Well, I think just by default, because it costs so much, if I didn't tip well,
it's still going to be big.
Yes, once the exchange rate is applied, regardless of what I leave in Portland, I will be tipping.
Oh, well played. Oh, see, it's not just me.
They know what we mean.
They know what we mean. Yeah. I was going to say something else. You know what I was going to say? If you get one of these fizzes, I don't know if you have to tip big.